Welcome to Married AF. We are your hosts, Brooke and Randall Fowler. On this show, we discuss the topics that really matter.
Like big veiny cocks and our favorite TV shows.
So pull up a chair at our kitchen table and hang out.
While I bulldog my nuts.
We're rolling, motherfuckers.
Hello. We're here for a bonus episode again.
Could you have more dip in your mouth is all I gotta say.
No.
That's the biggest fucking dip I've
ever
seen.
It's because I'm dipping on the other side. So that part of my lip's not stretched. The other side is like a kangaroo pouch.
But it makes, so. It makes you talk weird, too.
So you don't even see it.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll make me talk better. Because last episode, could I have cleared my throat more?
I mean, I didn't. Yeah, it was a lot. But I feel like an asshole if I say anything because you've got every time I say something to you about that lately, it's like, oh, well, it's that plate in my neck that's. And I'm like, God damn it, I'm an asshole because I'm.
I don't like grab like stop. It's my plate.
No, I just say it. I don't say you, but I'm saying you say it and it makes me feel like shit.
Well, you shouldn't. I mean. That is what it is. I can feel it pressing on my esophagus, so it just tickles it and then makes me have to clear it. But it's usually worse right after, like if I eat.
Right.
And I specifically haven't eaten for a little while, hoping that it won't be as drastic. Last week was by far the worst. It was driving me nuts doing it.
Right. Well.
But we had a very nice turnout of questions. Not only did Patrick Motherway come through like a champion, as always, with questions, but had a handful of other ones, too, that some of them I'd missed on Twitter, a couple of them that I'd written down in our notes and we had just never gotten to. So put those in here. We've actually got over 20, and I'm just hoping we can get through these 12. And we'll save the other ones.
Well, I have something here that says number 18, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
12.
Yeah, we've got more in the notebook. Okay. So there's.
Okay. So what Randall did was he wrote all the questions down on these like note cards and then shuffled them up and gave me some and he's got some. So, because instead of him trying to look at his phone, reading them, and then me being like, quit kneeling down to the table to read your phone because then you go off the microphone. He made himself and myself like note cards with
flash
him on
cards.
Flash cards. There we go. All right.
Nice.
So who's first?
This is funny because I didn't know when
some
I
of them are for
I
me
just,
and some
I just
of,
split these up. Uh-huh. But this is it's hilarious that I get this as my first question.
Uh-huh. What is it?
Because I feel like it's just funny because it's, you'll see. My husband is 43 years old, and all he does with his free time is smoke grass and play video games. Why won't he grow up? That's for you.
Why is it for me? You don't smoke grass and play video games?
No, but it reminds me of your...
My ex-husband?
Ex-husband.
Which is that, yeah, that's... I mean, he's
that's
not,
why it was just funny to me. Yeah. He wasn't 43.
No. I mean, he's, you know, he's our age now. But yes, that was, I mean, my guess is when you married him, that's what he was doing. So don't bitch now because that's what he's still doing. If that's the case, because I mean, that's, you know, my ex-husband, as we just said, he liked to smoke weed and liked to play a lot of video games. And as we've said before, don't think you're going to change things like that about somebody. And when I realized like, oh yeah, this is just him. And it's not necessarily what I want to.
She should have known better before then.
Exactly.
As did I.
No, I should have. Absolutely.
And so should you is what she's saying.
Yeah.
If that's shocking you, I mean, I bet there's less than 5% of people that in their 40s turned to pot and video games.
Yeah, that's been there.
Yeah, so
I would imagine that's been something that has been a hobby for a while. So, I mean, you know.
The only person I know that started smoking weed later in life is Joe Rogan.
He
didn't start till he was like 35.
I mean, yeah.
But he's the least lazy person on earth.
I mean, that's what I was about to say. Like,
he's a very functional
pothead. He did it as more like an experiment of like, let's try what is this all about? And then like he likes it and yeah.
And it does not hamper his productivity.
He's an anomaly. Yeah. And he does things constantly. He's constantly doing jujitsu and archery and podcasts for 3 hours at a time with people. Yeah.
Comedy tours. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I know plenty of people that are functioning and enjoy the reefer.
Yeah.
I have no problem with it.
No. There's nothing wrong with smoking pot and playing video games. But, I mean,
it's all of his free time that bothers me.
Right. No. And that's, I mean.
Yeah. Oh, we're on the same page.
Yeah.
I'm saying to her, the part of that question that concerns me is her saying all his free time.
Yeah.
Because then I don't know if they have kids.
Yeah.
Or if she's getting any attention or what.
Well, my guess is that the answer to that is no, if she was reaching out. I mean, there's nothing, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, you can't be surprised, though. Quit acting surprised.
But you can, I guess.
I mean, if you throw the gauntlet down now and say, I'm sick of this shit now. I mean, you might as well just go ahead and file for the divorce. If that's part of his personality.
Well, for one, I mean, nothing we're saying is helpful, but
no, we're telling you to shut the fuck up.
Nothing we're saying is helpful. So here's something to try and be remotely helpful. Try talking to him and asking if there's, you know, not nagging and being like, I'm sick of you fucking smoking pot and playing video games all day. That's not going to work. But like, be like, hey, I'd really like if we could do blah, blah, blah. Like maybe try and proactively schedule some time to do things so he doesn't have the free time. Because if you're wanting him to just come up with these like elaborate like or anything like dates or whatever, it's probably not going to happen.
Grand gestures.
It sounds like you might need to kind of nudge that in the right direction and maybe like come in there naked when he's playing video games.
I would ask him,
put your boobs in his face. That never can go wrong, really.
Do you think that little sack of ganja is going to tug your pee-pee? I don't think so.
Yeah, that's maybe how you start the conversation.
But if looking at him being 43 years old and playing Minecraft all day...
I doubt it's Minecraft.
...disgusts you, then I would start, might be time to start making plans.
What if you start smoking pot and play video games with him?
Yeah. That'd be a couple of winners.
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to...
I mean, damn, then nothing will get done.
Or at least, like, I don't know. You need to kind of try and find a middle ground, but maybe take little pieces of every bit of what we just said and try and mold it to what will benefit you.
At the end of the day, the advice is simple. You knew he was that way, so either you're going to deal with it or you're not. Boom.
I don't know if that's really advice. That's more.
No,
just,
I mean, that's just, she already knows in her head. Either she's going to sit there forever.
Yeah.
And she going to take it. Or she's going to get up.
Okay. All right.
And go get her some strange.
Coke. You're just saying that.
Coke.
Oh, man, all right. Here's my question. What is the most important aspect of marriage? Sexy time? Right when I said that, you went,
I mean, that's definitely up there for me. But if we're putting it into like
general communication, that's like the cliche, which also the thing where it was like, when that one time where we were talking about what do guys say is the most annoying thing about being married or whatever it was, and then what did women say?
Mm-hmm.
It all boiled down to some form of communication. For men, it was their wives nagging them too much. For women, it was their husbands not listening to them. So, boom.
Yeah. I mean, what pops into my head, and you're probably more right. I mean, I remember that conversation. But the first thing when they say what aspect, to me, I think of the word respect. Like if you lose yes. respect mm-hmm. for your spouse, which kind of relates back to her, that kind of just, to me, sounds like she's lost the respect. And that,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, once you lose that, your shit's done with. I mean, the respect factor comes down to how you treat them.
Yeah, that's huge.
How you look at them, how you view them. Everything can be built off of that or mm-hmm. destroyed off of that.
Yeah.
Then the fucking.
Then the fucking.
And so it's like 1 and 1A.
Article A, yeah. paragraph B.
That's just what pops into my head.
Yeah. But. No, that's huge. Respect. Absolutely.
Because if you don't respect them, then you'll start, you know, well, then you're fucking gonna, around. You'll then start you're not start, being home on time. You'll start putting other people in front of them.
Oh, it's just if you put anybody else in front of your spouse, then that's a done deal. Then
you don't respect them.
Then you don't respect. Then, I mean, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, then you don't. Then obviously you don't respect them, and then it's basically done.
I mean, we can speak from experience on how that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when that's gone, you should do yourself the favor. Of
I don't
just,
even know if
of
you can,
just getting it over with. I mean, yeah. you're the only one that knows when you no longer respect your spouse. Because if you're fucking up, you know you're fucking up, whether yeah. you're being honest about it or not, whether there's justifiable reasons for why you are or not, you know at the end of the day, fuck.
Yeah.
I don't respect this person for shit.
No, and it's, yeah, respect. Huge. Huge.
This is a great question.
Okay.
Shoot. From Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wear underwear with dick holes in them? If so, do you use said dick holes?
I assume that's a question for you.
Muddy tits.
I mean, I thought, I mean.
I do, and I don't. Some of them, I mean, I only wear boxer briefs.
Yeah, but you don't use the hole.
I have some with the hole, some without the hole. I'm going to, without trying to sound macho or like I'm some Mandingo warrior cock, all the dick holes in my underwear are way too tight to where when I have tried to pull it out through it, it ends up pinching it, and then I piss all over my pants when I re-release it inside.
No, every discussion I've ever heard, and for some reason I've heard multiple discussions about this topic, that is the consensus, is that they're useless. It's not a functional
trap door. No, it just puts my cock in a rear naked choke, and which I think I'm done pissing. And then once I release back into the gross. Underwear, I'm not done pissing.
Ew. And then you pee your pants.
And you piss all over yourself. So to me, I either, you know, stand like a toddler at the urinal and put my pants all the way on the ground with my butt out.
You do not.
When I piss in restaurants.
Only at the Dillard House.
Or, you know, pull my wiener out through the leg.
No, you flop it over the waistband of your boxers, just like every other normal.
Or go out the thigh hole.
Randall, why are you?
I do it all the time, babe. I've done it a million times when I've peed in bottles in the car. Out of the leg hole.
Yeah.
In shorts.
Nobody's asking about that.
Patrick wants to know. So those, I'm just saying, those are my ways. If I have to,
you hear Emilio drinking.
Preferred method is just, you know, normal, flop it out. But the dick hole is pointless nowadays. They make it for tiny wienered guys or pencil thin cocks.
A lot of the newer underwear, like MeUndies and Tommy John, their boxer briefs don't even have the.
Agreed. That's why.
Which makes it more comfortable because it makes it like a little. There's like the extra fabric is there to make it like. It looks to me like when you wear underwear like that, like it's way more like supportive and like
makes you look huge too.
It's like a little kangaroo pouch, as you said, for your dip, but for your twig and berries or whatever.
Yes. So I hope you don't use it either.
I would seriously doubt it. All right. Ooh, I got lucky number 13. And why is everything all glittery?
Because these were in the crafts thing of our
bin. I was like, where? These note cards are so glittery. Okay.
I've been rubbing them on stripper tits.
Okay. Your handwriting, baby.
Is good, I know.
No, it's like serial killer cursive. I don't know what this says. Dan
Gessling.
Gessling. Okay.
one of the goats on Big Brother.
Dan Gessling is the best Big Brother player ever. If I told you I had slept with a Big Brother contestant, who would it be?
That's a Patrick Motherway question.
Obviously. Dan Gessling, that is not everything that he put Dan Gessling. That's the one that Nicole was comparing Derek to. Okay, yeah.
That's write all that out.
No. But I just remembered that that's what the whole thing was. And that's, And
Dan Gessling was fantastic.
Yeah, and I remember you saying that as soon when we watched that episode where she said, "You remind me of Dan." And then he was like, "You got to fucking go."
It's Dan. It's, yeah. I mean, to me, it's Derek, Will, Dan. Mm-hmm. But Patrick obviously sees differently.
Okay, so is he saying he did sleep with a Big Brother contestant?
He's saying maybe he did. And if he said that he did, which, because he's a straight guy, which female Big Brother contestant would we imagine he slept with?
Baby, that's all you, because you know I just started watching Big Brother, three seasons ago? Yeah. So this is all you. It's probably back in this era of...
If it was me, I would say Nicole. She's from Minnesota, up north. Patrick's from Michigan. Yeah, Minnesota.
I thought she's from Wisconsin or
Wisconsin
something.
Or something up there. And
I don't know.
Sure. I would just picture if he banged one, it would be ratty-voiced Nicole.
But she's actually like... She won.
The second time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a former contestant.
Yeah. I was just thinking it was going to be earlier than Nicole. It was my... Because I know Nicole.
Maybe it was Janelle. Patrick will know her.
Yeah. That one's lost on me, Janelle.
She was a common street whore.
When you say Janelle, I think of Teen Mom Janelle. That hot mess of a girl with three baby daddies.
I wouldn't put it past Patrick. The funny thing is, something in my head, I remember in some episode or something, Nicole wore a Michigan State sweatshirt.
Okay.
Muddy Tits loves Michigan State.
Okay. Maybe she is from Michigan.
Because of those links. Uh-huh. No, I think you're right. I think it is something somewhere up there.
She's definitely Midwestern something.
Yeah. Maybe Muddy fucked her.
Maybe so. I don't know.
You tell us, Muddy.
Yeah, you. Why don't you...
You got to come clean now. Everybody look up Patrick Motherway on social media.
Oh, he's married now.
And ask him which Big Brother contestant he fucked.
His wife's like, God damn it. Does she call him Muddy, I wonder? Does your wife call you Muddy, Patrick?
I just call him Patrick because it's hilarious. I've never called him Patrick to his face.
It feels weird
ever.
To even say it.
I've never once called him Patrick to his face.
Me neither. And I've only seen his face that one time in Bama Jam or that one weekend.
His name's Patrick Motherway. Everyone calls him Muddy. I call him Muddy Tits or Muddy. But look him up. Blow him up about that. Next question is, did you listen to Michelle Wolf at the correspondence dinner? What did you think?
I listened to bits and pieces of it. I thought it was funny. I thought the funniest part where she was like, you should have done your research before booking me. Because everybody in there was like, and like, she was like, yeah, motherfuckers, you should have done your research.
No, I agree. I thought she was fucking hilarious.
It was
whether what you agree with politically, I mean, stop being.
It's funny.
It's
fucking
hilarious. She was there to do a job. If they didn't look her up enough to know she was going to blast their asses, that's their fault.
Anybody
but her shit was good. Yeah. It was original and it was fucking mean in the best way.
That's what those comics from The Daily Show do, is they roast people. Like, for the most part, that's all they do.
She turned that shit, though, into her welcoming party.
Nobody knew who the fuck she was.
No, she was
She was a correspondent.
You know, a segment correspondent on... I mean, no one knew who the fuck she was. And
I didn't.
She fucking blasted. What she did to fucking Sarah Huckabee. So fucking funny.
It was all hilarious.
And everyone is getting all sensitive. You got to stop and just look at the shit to be funny.
It looked to me
like... You can roast me for anything. If the shit's funny, I'm going to laugh my dick off.
It looked to me almost like Sarah Huckabee wanted to laugh. Maybe not, but like it looked like she was like trying because she like, I don't know, like she knew she definitely shouldn't.
She looks in the mirror. She knows what she looks like. I know what I look like.
Yeah.
I know that I look mean and like a bulldog.
Yeah.
And that is fine. I am all good with it. It's
You're also
hilarious.
Not Insecure.
No, but she...
I don't know that Sarah Huckabee is.
No, I don't either. I mean...
And maybe she's not, maybe she is, but like, I mean, if you're going to be in that kind of position, you gotta, you can't be.
All these women coming out and like, how could she, woman on woman, but
oh my God, she's a comedian,
that's her job.
Jesus Christ, people.
And like, these people are grown adults that you gotta be able to take it.
Lighten up, people. Well, yeah, so does our president, though. He gets way fucking bent out of shape when people say shit.
100%.
He's a big baby.
The only difference is he fires back
in a childish way.
Twice as hard and for real. Like, people will just like throw little baby jabs at him to fuck with him. He comes back and like blows up their marriage or something. Like, he doesn't play fair.
No, yeah, no, he doesn't.
No, I'm saying he has super thin skin about that stuff. But that doesn't mean that everyone that supports him
needs to be like
has to take on his bad traits.
I totally agree.
As far as that goes. Yeah. Fuck, man. You got to be able to laugh at yourself. Trump knows he's orange. He knows his hair is ridiculous. He knows.
He knows he's had sex with lots of dirty strippers.
Absolutely. Stormy Daniels, though, has had a revitalization of her porn career, though, because of this, so she should be.
Is she
be
a porn
happy.
Star? I thought she was just.
No, she's a porn.
Oh, I thought she was a stripper. Porn. She's a porn star. Her okay, yeah, all right. So yeah, correspondence dinner, funny as shit. I want to watch all of that. I want to watch the whole thing.
I've watched it a couple times. I thought she was great.
I've only seen bits and pieces of it, but God bless her for continuing because
she had balls of steel.
Yes, exactly, balls of steel. And that room was not having it, and she just kept on going, and. Loved it. Bravo, Michelle Wolf.
She is an odd-looking woman, though. She's had, like, strokes. She talks out of one side of her mouth like she's had a stroke.
She's cute, I thought.
God, no. She looks like that...
she had, like, some...
Debbie Holzerman, Schwolzerland, that had the real bad
no
Jerry
idea
curl
who you're
for
about.
The Democratic Party.
No idea who you're talking about.
Down there in Florida. Mm. That was corrupt as fuck. Anyway, her hair is odd, and so is her face. But she was fucking funny.
Okay. Well, that wasn't necessary.
Bullshit. She's a comedian. She's going to take it.
All right. So, my question. Is Brooke obsessed with popping bumps? It's not just me, obviously, babe. I feel like he asked this question. I think this is from Muddy, too. And I've talked to many other dudes and chicks, dudes who have said, God, my wife will not leave my back alone if I have bumps on my back. And I've heard girls say the same thing, which just makes me feel better. It makes me feel like I'm not a sicko completely because, yes, it's a weird obsession. And Randall's such a big baby about it.
Of course, the answer is yes. And it's the worst pain on earth.
Oh, my God.
And why don't guys do it? I don't know of one guy that's like, oh my God, I love to pop bumps.
How many? Okay, do it.
No, I'm wondering why the difference. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it. I know all women do it. But why? What's the difference in our wiring that makes women love it?
I just love the instant gratification.
Yeah, I mean, there's something there. That's all I'm saying is that women like it.
It's the, I see it and I'm like, that needs to be popped. And like when shit comes out of it, the more the better. It's gross.
No, what I love is she'll find a bump on me that I don't even feel. It's not hurting me. It's not like one of those that's like, oh, this fucker's painful. She'll start fucking with it and then be like, oh, but you're going to feel so much better. I'm like,
I know.
I didn't even know it was there. So,
you're full of shit.
Thanks for the temporary pain.
You're full of
pain.
Shit. All that stuff is just trapped up under there. It needs to come out.
No, I mean,
just
medically.
Just let me do it.
I mean, you do it anyway, so it doesn't.
No, I can't get it done half the time because you wiggle away from me like a big baby.
Oh yeah. No, you still do it. You find a way.
I'll try and like sneak attack you.
No, you will.
All right, you'll be because you'll well, and you'll ask for it sometimes. You'll be like, "Oh, scratch my back," like today, and that one that I had started yesterday, and you were like, "Scratch my back." I was like, "Oh,
No, I know. Today at the grocery store, you were trying to pick at it through my shirt.
Not really. I just was scratching your back and I was like, oh, there it is. Yeah.
Yep. You're a dirty little sinner.
I don't know what it is. I mean, it's a good thing I don't have. My face would be ruined if I had a bunch of, because I'll do it to myself too if I see bumps on myself. But it's just, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But yes, absolutely,
and,
yes.
And it's always comforting to hear other women. It's always women, usually.
No, I'm 100% sure that it's all women.
Yeah, it's something in our brain wiring that we love to do that. And it's always comforting and like a sisterhood when I hear other women say that they love to do that to their husbands, boyfriends, children, whatever. But it's just so gratifying. Sorry, babe.
Babe, nothing to be sorry for.
Well, yeah, because you hate it. But get over it. But I love you.
Such is life. That's a small price to pay.
I love you, but get over it.
All right, next question is, I think it's easy as a listener to see what we get from the podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to hear what you feel you are getting. You want to start?
I love doing this. It's just fun. And we have a good time, and it's a time for us to be able to have uninterrupted time talking to each other. And I don't know.
Yeah. I agree. I think I enjoy doing it. I think the best part for me is the watching it grow like it has. Pretty gratifying just to see it kind of people to enjoy it because, there's not really much talent to it. We're just kind of hanging out.
No. I mean, yeah, that's fun. I enjoy sitting and talking to you, and I definitely like that other people enjoy listening to us shoot the shit.
I like that people are getting invested in it to where they reach out and they ask questions and then they do that because they listen and they listen to it in their daily routine, whether it's going to work and regardless of how you feel, I know why I listen to podcasts and why I started listening to them when I was driving all the time is they were vital to my success. I had to have them to get me through, people get in their routines and they depend on these shits.
Yeah.
And so to some people, they're a big deal. And so to know that we're able to, make life a little easier for somebody maybe sitting in traffic or something.
Be a part
me
of
likey,
that sweet,
that wonderful circle of life. But we're also making millions of dollars. Okay. Money. You know that. Uh-huh. All these sponsors knocking down our doors.
Maybe that's...
They want us.
Okay.
Although, if Fleshlight wants to sponsor us, that would be awesome.
Wasn't that Joe Rogan's first sponsor?
Yes, that's why I want them.
Then they're good. Fuck no. Babe. Come on.
I would, if Fleshlight, I may or may not have sent them a direct message.
I know
on
you
Twitter.
Did. We have the same,
I'm talking to the listeners. I know you know. We don't keep anything from each other.
You're looking at me and talking to me.
And to everyone else that's downloading this.
You're on a microphone.
But, if we could get them, I swear. Life would be
it does go
perfect.
With our-
if it would, they would sponsor the Just the Tip segment. And literally just throw us like a dollar every year or two.
It does fit with our content, kind of.
Just because Joe Rogan had them. Sold so many Fleshlights.
And that's why they're like, fuck you, we had Joe Rogan, and you're no Joe Rogan.
Oh, I know. But for shits and gigs, Fleshlight, if you're listening.
Mm-hmm. I doubt they are, but what up?
I can convince my friends to buy a portable pocket pussy.
All right.
Yep, yours up.
Okay. Oh. Well. I got the Marry, Fuck, Kill Perfect Strangers Edition.
Never go wrong with this game.
I love this, Muddy, so much. For me, it is Balky, Larry, and Don Twinkacetti.
Don Twinkle Toes Twinkacetti.
Twinkacetti, who also was on Saved by the Bell, Leah Remini's dad.
At the beach resort.
At the beach resort. Same character, basically. Different name. Same Italian style name. I can't fucking remember what his name was on Perfect Strangers, and it's something just like Twinkacetti. Mm-hmm. So this one's pretty easy for me. Fuck Balky, marry Larry, kill Don Twinkacetti.
Interesting. I would probably, if I were you, mm-hmm. I would marry Balky. Wouldn't you want to? The person you're going to be with every day to be the Balky fun and just get the bang over with.
But he's
with
so much
Larry.
Cuter than Larry. Well, I mean,
you could bang him as your husband.
I know, but yeah, I mean, whatever.
I would take the grenade with Larry once, marry Balky, and definitely kill two. I'm just helping you out.
Yeah. Okay, so for you, Jennifer, Marianne, and Harriet Winslow, and in parentheses he says, why is Harriet Winslow so important? I hope you know. And of course we fucking know why Harry is fucking Carl Winslow's wife from Family Matters. Come on now.
What do we look like here? Amateurs?
We look like we didn't grow up in the 80s and 90s. Come on.
And I'm going to throw y'all a curveball here that I don't think y'all were expecting. But
I think I am expecting it.
I've been binge watching Perfect Strangers again, as you know.
With me. Yeah. Yes. I'm there.
And at that time, Harriet was pretty hard-bodied.
Yeah.
This was a long time ago. Like, she was
I mean, on Family Matters,
but she was older than, like, these early Perfect Strangers. Yeah.
Carl Winslow actually wasn't even that big when
he was pretty skinny on that last episode comparison. But so I think I would bang Harriet.
Mm-hmm.
I would marry Jennifer.
Oh.
And then bang her a lot as my wife if I had to.
Uh-huh, if you had to.
And
she's got that cute little lisp.
I would have to kill Marianne, unfortunately. She's just a little too dumb for me. Her character. She's a very pretty lady, but her character is an imbecile.
Which is the reason, like, Balky is not super intelligent.
No, Balky is actually really smart. Like, you know, he graduates college and everything on the show. But he's new to our ways, so her being so simple is a great transition for him.
Yeah.
And obviously, we're going way too deep in this.
I know.
But
we are also super deep into binge watching it, and they're like our friends.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to kill any of those ladies.
Nor do I really want to.
I would love to go and look at Marianne's
Her
famous cities of the world placemat collection. Anytime.
Yes. Fantastic question, Muddy.
All right. This is a question. This is not from Muddy. This is from another listener, mm-hmm. which we've had a couple. I know everybody thinks they're not all from Muddy. This one is, I enjoy a nice cigarette from time to time, but my husband can never find out.
Yeah.
Am I a piece of shit?
I mean, I don't think you're a piece of shit. Just don't let it get away from you, girl.
I don't know, man.
Randall thinks you're a piece of shit.
I don't think you're a piece of shit.
I don't know how your husband doesn't know about it is my thing. Because Randall would know immediately. If I came home, doesn't matter how many times I wash my hands or rinse my mouth out. He'd be like, you smell like a fucking ashtray. Like that.
And you're fired. That's the.
And well, of course, from you.
It's such
but
a
double
standard.
I'm not going to go smoke cigarettes.
I know that, but it's just funny because I dip. I've always been so anti-smoking when it comes to
girls. Oh, I know,
girls.
And you're a complete dick about smoking.
It's a total.
Yeah.
But my thing is.
And you're like, hang on.
This is all.
It's a spit in my mouth.
This is all from, you know, horrible experiences and, you know, learning through your failures. If you're lying about something as simple as smoking, like you can't tell your husband, hey, I'm going to go on the back porch and I'm going to fire up this butt and you're going to like it.
Or maybe she's scared that if she tells her husband, she's going to do it too often and going to like pick it up as like a permanent habit or something.
Maybe, but that should, you shouldn't be afraid. Like, she's worried about like the repercussions of something. And if your husband or wife in any way in your life is going to mandate something on you when it comes to that, then you're going to fucking do it anyway. And that's another one of those signs that are...
Yeah, you don't respect.
This is all why half marriages fail.
Keeping secrets.
I mean, shit.
Keeping secrets mean is...
It's just an indicator, you know? And I know. I'm giving you, you know, that's, speak from experience. That's a huge red flag. If you're, you know, if you're not telling them about the stupid cigarette you sneak, are you telling them about the big dick you take at the office?
Hey, no.
No, you don't.
Well, of course you wouldn't tell them about that.
I know. You're not going to tell them about that big dick.
No. Oh.
Yeah. So it's not the cigarettes that makes you a piece of shit. It's the big dick from the office that you're taking. That makes you the piece of shit. Babe. I'm kidding, but no. Prepare for your divorce.
Yeah. That's terrible. All right. So... my next one is, what 80s movie character did you most relate with as a kid or teen? So, I'll go first.
Okay.
For some reason, because Breakfast Club is one of my, like, all-time top favorite. Also, Lost Boys.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have a couple. For some reason, like, a little bit of Ally Sheedy in Breakfast Club, just because I was always a little bit, like...
dandruffy.
No.
Remember when she had the dandruff though on her picture that she drew?
Yes. And it was snow on her picture.
Man, it was so much dandruff.
But it was because of like her little artsy side.
I know, of course. I know you don't have dandruff. I would never stay with you if you had dandruff.
If anything, my hair gets greasy.
Yeah. The opposite of dandruff.
The opposite of dandruff. Because I don't wash it, but with conditioner. Most days.
No, but the artsy side.
But the artsy, like, kind of, because in high school, yeah, I mean, I wasn't as, like, I wasn't, like, mute or anything. But then, like, also, I wanted to be star in Lost Boys. Jamie Gertz.
Mm.
So bad. I wanted to be her.
I can see both of those.
Yeah, especially because she, I was like, I'm her. Cause she had, like, curly hair, way more hair than I have. But, like, so, how about you, babe?
For me, it would be Loudon Swain. You look like you have no idea who that is.
I don't know. Yeah, kind of, no.
From the movie Vision Quest, the wrestler movie. Matthew Modine played him.
I know the name Vision Quest. Never seen it, babe.
Yeah, he's a wrestler. He's cutting weight to get down to wrestle shoot.
Okay.
And
Matthew Modine?
Yeah, Matthew Modine.
You know what Matthew Modine is in?
Full Metal Jacket.
Stranger Things.
Oh.
You're like,
I can't say anything funny because so many people like that show except for me. That show is
You never
like,
even gave it a chance.
I know, but
you've
it's
never
like,
watched one episode.
What's that other big show that everyone likes with that Jack Snow or whatever?
Game of Thrones.
I wish I could like
it. I'm just
one of them.
Shameful that I don't watch it. I know I would like it if I would just start watching it, and I think you would too. Babe.
I don't have the brain power to watch anything I have to follow.
That's my excuse too, because it's very, you have to invest, like Walking Dead. Like it's you.
I don't have any more room for that.
You have to really invest, but everybody I know that like loves Walking Dead too also watches Game of Thrones, and I just. When it's on Netflix, because it's an HBO thing, we don't have HBO anymore either, so that's my excuse really ultimately, but when it comes on Netflix, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Okay, so what was his name again?
Loudon Swain from the movie Vision Quest.
I thought Vision Quest was like a Viking movie.
No, not at all. It's a wrestling
so,
movie.
So, way off base.
Yep. And you would actually like the movie.
I'm sure. What it was?
It's fantastic.
It's like a cult classic 80s movie. I know that.
Any kid that wrestled.
Right.
I did. Vision Quest. Yeah. Even Bryce, who's our friend's kid,
mm-hmm.
nowadays, today's
who's
wrestlers
like, he's like 19. Yeah.
So, wow. It would either be Loudon Swain or, yeah.
The dude
Rocky
from
Balboa or Rambo.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say Big Trouble Little China, dude.
No, he's my favorite movie character.
Yeah.
But
not who you...
No, I mean, I wanted to be Rocky or Loudon Swain or...
That makes sense.
Something awesome
makes
like that.
Makes sense to me, babe.
Who's your derby pick?
I don't even know one horse in the derby. You'd have to ask my mom or dad.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Who to put your money on.
Secretariat.
You gonna go up to the window.
Sorry.
Let it ride on my boy Jack. That's the name of the horse, is my boy Jack.
Oh.
He's a 30-1 dog. And he has been doing very well as of late. Go ahead and make you some money and thank me later.
How do you even know? Have you been talking to my parents about that?
No. But I do watch stuff on sports.
It's the fucking...
It's the derby.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I would go just for the event once to wear one of those fucking hats and see all the women in the hats. I want to wear the hat.
Do
you not think I would wear the hat?
You wear the seersucker suit and I will wear the hat.
We're both wearing hats. And you know it. You know me well enough to know I'm wearing a hat too. Whether it's the rule or not. I will be in one of those huge hats.
I'm wearing
hats.
A fucking derby hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. If I got to wear a sundress to wear my hat,
You need to wear a hat because you're bald. And
I'm
to protect no sunburn.
The
but
hat.
Yes. I mean, I've never been interested in the derby. It's always given me anxiety because I'm always too scared that one of the horses is going to get hurt and then immediately have to get put down. I know that's not how it works necessarily.
Kind of when the horse gets hurt in a race, man, they're fucked because it's
exactly
usually so, bad,
so it's too much anxiety for me. Those beautiful, majestic animals with those tiny twig legs on those humongous, giant, muscular bodies that I mean, just evolution fucked them.
What I love about the Derby is a couple of things. Number one, I love that if you watch it now, you see such a better mixed bag of races,
okay,
human races, different colored people,
mm-hmm,
in the stands than ever before.
Hmm.
I mean, Fred's at it right now. He goes every year.
Nice.
Him
is his girl wearing a hat?
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
Oh, yeah. They go every year. And that to me is a huge sign because that used to be the whitest of white events.
Uh-huh.
And I love that now it's... People are getting into it from all cultures.
But I want to know if Fred's wearing a houndstooth suit.
It's not houndstooth. It's sharp, though. Fred's never not sharp.
I know. But isn't he an Alabama fan?
Oh, God, yeah. Absolutely. But I love that and the fact that all those people are so dressed up and you know it smells like a barn.
And manure.
In the barn.
Yeah.
Like, so all those people dressed up and you're just walking around smelling.
Like a stable. Yeah.
Satchels of shit.
See, I just did that off mic a few minutes ago, and I was trying to be a lady. I don't know why. I don't know what's changed. All right, so was it...
My turn. My last question.
No. Yours was the derby one.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right. You're right. When you're right, you're right.
Individually, what's the most important political event that happened in your life?
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. I mean, political? I don't know.
Yeah, the Berlin Wall.
God, we were so young. Who gave a fuck about it? It was in the 80s. I was five.
But still the big... And, I mean, it's up to you to answer this question for you, but I'm just giving you ideas.
I was just thinking... Yeah, no, that's valid because it was during our lifetime.
Reagan, Gorbachev.
I was trying to think of ones that like we actually gave maybe a shit about, but most... like. Bill Clinton being impeached.
I mean, Bill Clinton debating the use of the word is right up there for me, but that's not my number one.
I'm not the one to ask.
I'll go ahead and then let you think on it for a second. My biggest is actually happening right now. Seeing the Koreas openly discuss denuclearization and conflict resolution for the first time in over 70 fucking years. You can hate Trump, you can want to fuck Trump, you mm-hmm. want to blow him up, whatever you think, I don't care. That's a huge win for everyone on Earth, that those two countries are talking cordially for the first time. People don't, I don't think, understand the scope of how big that is. And, you know, if you're too stubborn to give Trump any credit on that, fine. You know, I get it. But people in this administration have done something good for that to happen during this time. And I think it's the biggest of our lifetime for me. Then Bill Clinton sticking the cigar in Monica Lewinsky's butt fuck.
I don't think it was her butt. I think
no, it,
was
it wasn't. Her, but he stuck it up her cooch and then he smoked it.
Yeah.
Ew. What a sick
fuck. How did it light? Okay, I don't
awesome
know.
Guy. He just
know.
Stuck the butt in then. La, 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 la. Old dirty dick Bill.
I guess for me more, it would be like gay marriage is legal in place in more places than not. Like it seems so ridiculous that it has to be a huge, but it is a huge political event and it is fairly recent and it is very.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So that one has always been important to me that it just not be an issue. I just want it to not be an issue anymore, ever. Not be a question, not be an issue. You want to get married to each other? Great. You love each other? Awesome. Marry each other. Anywhere you fucking live.
Yeah. I mean, the Saddam Hussein statue getting pulled down was pretty big.
Osama bin Laden.
That's right. They're getting smoke tits and like just the savagery and the bitchedness, the way that he went out.
Holding one of his six wives in front of him.
Yeah. Watching like Teen Mom or something when they went in there.
He was watching MTV, wasn't he, or some
something
shit?
Something ridiculous. Something Western.
Of course American, because they're fucking jealous.
Anti-Western watching some damn Teen Mom.
Yeah, anti-Western because they're like...
Because they're awesome.
Because they're jealous that they weren't born into a Western civilization. And so instead of trying to maybe make their community better and do things to contribute to their community and build it up, why don't we just try and blow up the other half of the world and be assholes? But no, fuck you. We're going to blow you up and we're going to bring a parachuting dog along with us.
Yeah, him getting smoked was pretty...
That was pretty huge. There's a lot. There's a lot that's happened. And Saddam Hussein getting hanged.
Yeah, getting found in a damn hole in the ground like a bitch.
And then, yeah, but then also when they offered him a hood when they were executing him, he said, nah.
Yeah, I mean, everything you heard, like all the people that guarded him, like thought he was a like, cool guy, funny.
Saddam Hussein?
Yeah, the guys that were monitoring.
They did some SNL skits like that.
Yeah, the guy was obviously a piece of shit, but once you
terrorist.
Taken away all of his power, his personality may have had to come out. All right. My last question is, describe each other in one word.
Sexy.
That is a good one for me.
It is.
That's exactly what I think when I look in the mirror. Too. For me, got to go with what comes into my... I mean, I'm trying to think of a way to like romanticize it up and everything, but the first word that comes to my mind... Mm-hmm. When I think of you is butt and then glasses. So I'd say butt.
Okay.
So if I describe Brooke, it would be butt.
I have a glorious
butt. She has a glorious ass, for sure. A fantastic rear end. A fantastic can.
Just the rear one, not the front ones.
Yeah, that's what I would say to describe her.
Okay, so we're on the same page.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't go with anything else. I would be lying to you if I went another way, so.
Which is why mine was sexy. Just all of it.
Where are we at on time for this one?
51 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's plenty of time of questions. We'll save the other ones for Monday's episode. So we've got like 8 more.
Sweet. Yeah.
That way we'll have plenty of fan questions at the end of that episode.
Sweet.
And I don't know if everyone's seen, but I got one little bone to pick with our friends. All of our friends, like close friends that we've known for a long time, why don't any of you follow us on Twitter? We've got tons of Twitter people now, and none of them are... Our old friends only choose like Facebook.
Because none of our friends, we weren't on Twitter. Like, I was on Twitter. My personal Twitter has like 47 followers. Like, nobody uses Twitter unless you're trying to promote something. Like, it's not.
Well, they gonna do it now.
I mean, probably not, but
what's thanks, our Twitter guys. Handle? Married as
Married fuck. As fuck on Twitter. Yep. And then we're Married AF Podcast on Instagram. Married AF Podcast on Facebook. Because everything is just kind of chilling. Twitter's the only thing that's actually growing.
Every single day.
Twitter, we have like 250 followers.
No, it's like 275.
Okay.
And that started with three. Remember that.
I think it was seven. I think episode one was seven and one was me.
No, the very first one was like three and one was you. Then it jumped to like seven, then nine.
Okay. Well, so in 2 months, we've gotten to, 270, whatever. Instagram has just hovered around 170 for the whole time, it seems like. And then Facebook has been 93 for
the group page. Or the actual show page.
Yeah. And I don't know. There's too much going on with it that you have to do. And like they want, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's easier to me. I'm starting to wear for the show stuff is Twitter. It's just
that's
easier.
What I'm saying.
So Twitter I wish they would easier. Come to Twitter is my whole point of this. Just have one to be cool, man. Just be cool. Come and find us on Twitter. You know what? Why do I got to keep asking? But we got a whole line of merch products.
Is it We Have Merch?
Yep. We've got laptop cases with my Christmas picture and the polar bear with the moose knuckle.
It's not a moose knuckle. It's more like a dong outline. Yeah.
A big tube. Yeah. We've got those and some shirts. Just dropped a new shirt tonight. Mm-hmm. On there, the cool last one.
What is the actual website? It's wehavemerch.com/MarriedAF. It's at We Have Merch, but yep. It's
a here it is. All right. Well, if you would like to get some of our merch, go to www.wehavemerch.com/collection/married-af-podcast.
Oh, well, that's way more complicated than I thought it was going to be. Okie dokie.
Or go to wehavemerch.com and search.
Search for Married AF Podcast. Yeah. There you go.
So, boom. Check those out. Get something if you like it. And we will see you guys. No, we won't. We will talk to you on Monday.
Later.
You'll be good. Fuck yourselves.
Bye.